This is Dr. Lee indicating the readmission history, physical, patient name, Alston, A-L-S-T-O-N, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, date of birth at 1/26/1961, place, future case, Sandtown Nursing Home, date of service 10/18/2023. It's a readmission history and physical. History of present illness, this is a 61-year-old male. He was transferred by 911. He was at the nursing home. While at the nursing home, he was noted to be lethargic, unresponsive, unconscious. 911 was called. Patient was given Narcan, but he didn't woke up. Patient was transported by 911 to St. Agnes Hospital, emergency room. There was a suspicion that patient may have drug abuse and he has been on methadone. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room and subsequently admitted to the intensive unit care with respiratory failure, maintained on the ventilator. Initially he was on sedation and subsequently the sedation was weaned off. He was extubated and transferred to the medical unit. Patient has a sepsis, MRSA, bacteremia, unclear source. He was seen by infectious disease, 2D echo done. Patient was given antibiotic for IV vancomycin and continued till October 23rd. Hemodynamically, he started to improve. PICC line was inserted. Repeat blood culture negative. Ultimate status improved. Patient has polysubstance abuse, bacteremia, and acute hypoxic and hypercapnic respiratory failure that has required intubation in the hospital and ventilation initially. Subsequently, he was weaned off. He was also given nebulizer treatment. Urine toxicology screen was positive for opiate, methadone, fentanyl, cocaine. Patient also reported a pancreatic mass in the past and has been scheduled outpatient follow-up at St. Agnes, Dr. Qadri, QADRI, to be scheduled. History of paroxysmal AFib. He did not require any propranolol in the hospital, not in any systemic anticoagulation because of non-compliance issues. He has a chronic stasis rheumatitis, leg serratus, the chronic leg wound, the wound has been healed, CKD, peripheral vascular disease, hypertension, and myeloid dysplastic syndrome. Patient was stabilized and sent back to the nursing home. Today when I saw the patient, he's awake, alert, cooperative, lying on the bed, no shortness breath, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Past medical history. Obesity, next line. Hypertension, next line, hyperlipidemia, next line, chronic leg edema, chronic leg stasis, dermatitis. History of chronic leg wound, they have been healed, but he still has a chronic dermatitis. Hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, vitamin D deficiency, GERD, and heart failure. Social history, nursing home resident, history of substance abuse. Family history, father has dementia, mother has some kind of cancer. Allergy is not known. Medications upon discharge. And at the facility currently he has been on Metoprolol 25 mg BID, gabapentin 300 mg every 12 hours for 8 days, sanicide for constipation daily, omeprazole 40 mg daily, folic acid 1 mg daily, vancomycin 1.5 gram intravenous daily to be continued till October 23rd for sepsis, Narcan as needed. Your system, the headache, rigidness, and sore throat, pulmonary, you know, cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, and vomiting, musculoskeletal, chronic skin, dermatitis, skin changes, endocrine, paridipsia, neuro, and syncope, awake, alert, lying on the bed, gentle urinary, hematuria, hematology, no bleeding. Physical exam, patient is awake, is alert, reentry time 3, blood pressure 160 over 90, pulse 77, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse off 99%. Hydrodynamic, namakalic, isonectaric, neck, sepulchral, JVD, chest, non-tender, lungs, bilateral, bronchi, heart, SNS2, abdomen, soft, non-tender, proximal, posterior, extremities, chronic, lower extremity, dermatitis, the wound has been healed, neuro, he's awake, alert, and time 3, ambulatory dysfunction, he has morbid obesity, recent labs, WBC 10.3, hemoglobin 13, Merkel 47.9, platelet count 268, sodium 140, potassium 4.6, cholesterol 104, CO2 30, AST 11, ART 10, BUN 14, assessment, patient is admitted. Cetaris post recent. Acute respiratory failure with recovery, next line, sepsis, next line, poly substance abuse, next line, morbid obesity, next line, hypertension, next line, history of hyperlipidemia, next line, history of diabetes mellitus, morbid obesity, GERD, plan of care will continue all extant medication. I will order hemoglobin A1C for him tomorrow and also single stack QAC, QHS, sliding scale coverage with sliding scale Novolog, history of pancreatic mass, he will be scheduled outpatient follow-up, Dr. Qadri, St. Agnes Hospital.